This is the Afternoon Jam Session with P.A. on 103.7 The Beat.
Rob, something about that song make you want to clap your hands, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, he done something, man. Yeah, yeah, he did something. He made something happen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Macklemore. Anyway, last night I was watching. I watch international news more than I do. I watch independent news, I'll put it like that, more than I do the CNN.
Independent
news more than I do the CNNs and the MSNBC and the Foxes, all those. I was watching RT, which is the Russian Times mm-hmm. network. And they had a brother on there, in which they have, a lot of times they have black speakers on there that you would not see on American news network.
Really?
Yeah. And this brother was speaking.
This is Russian?
Russian Times. Times but they have a base here in America.
Hmm.
And the brother was talking about the Depo-Provera shot
mm-hmm.
and the deadly effect it has on black women. And I'm like, what? And he got all these documents and research. And I'm like, what? No. I know a lot of people that take the Depo-Provera.
Yeah.
And you telling me there's some problems right here? And so I emailed him, and he was so humbly responded quickly, and I'm so happy to have Minister Dr. Randy Short on the phone line. He's president and national spokesman for the Anti-Depo-Provera Clergy Coalition. And he's working, and he got this funding from the Rebecca Project for Human Rights, and I know you're going to talk about that, Rebecca Project for Human Rights. But I'm going to welcome him to the show. Dr. Randy Short, how you doing today, sir?
And you, sir.
Good. Welcome to the show. Can you tell us about the Rebecca Project for Human Rights?
Yes. The Rebecca Project for Human Rights is based in Washington, D.C. It was founded by a sister by the name of Imani Walker, who has a specialty. She's a survivor. She's been through a lot in terms of substance abuse and other issues. She's gotten her life together. She's nationally recognized as an expert on helping women recapture their lives and restore their families, in particular, advocating against incarceration when women can get drug treatment as a way to preserve families, as well as combating against sexual trafficking in women and girls, domestic violence. And in addition to that, they're very concerned about health of women and families.
Okay. How does Depo-Provera tie into this?
It ties into it in a very unique way. What happened back in 2011, the policy director for the Rebecca Project is a gentleman by the name of Kwame Fosu. Kwame Fosu is the son of Ghanaian ambassadors raised largely in the United States. A gentleman who was working on a project being conducted by a very depraved and wicked scientist by the name of James Phillips, who's with the Mailman School at Columbia University, who has for decades done unethical human rights violating experimentation on African and black and Asian women, was doing another unethical human rights violating experiment in the Navrongo region of northern Ghana on poor rural Muslim women, 9,000 women, and what he was doing was non-consensual human experimentation. Their people, ever since the Tuskegee experiment was exposed, it became harder for white folks to do the kinds of things to black and poor people like they used to do. So they've gone to Africa primarily to go and experiment on all manner of things. What is supposed to happen is you're supposed to tell someone what you're giving them as a shot or a pill or whatever, and people are supposed to be told all the things that can result from it. You'll find in the Navrongo experiment, which is the number one example of human rights violations and violation of all standards of how people are treated, 9,000 women weren't told anything.
Wow.
So you have women dying, getting sick. They don't even know why. And this guy falsifies and cooks the data and lies about the data and gets more grant money to go over to other places and do this to more people. A Ghanaian doctor shared his concerns with Mr. Fosu. They did the research, and we found out not just this one, but there's a pattern of unethical experimentation on African and black women. This was presented before the Congressional Black Caucus Brain Trust meeting on September 23rd, 2011. Congressman Conyers' judicial counsel, a man by the name of, his name has just jumped out of my mind, but it'll come right back to me, Keenan.
Okay.
This gentleman helped do that as well. We had people from the ACLU. You had someone from the National Council of Negro Women, the executive director. Her name is Ms. Jones DeWeaver. We had Grace Akello with United Africans for the Rights of, I'm sorry, for Women and Children's Rights. We had the head of the ACLU and others. And it became clear what's happening in Africa by people like Dr. Jane Phillips, who are doing the research for Bill and Melinda Gates, the Ford Foundation, the Population Council, the Rockefeller Foundation. They're doing all kinds of genocidal projects on African and black people. And in fact, the report was so powerful, a gentleman by the name of Peter Donaldson came all the way to Washington to meet Mr. Fosu to tell him that whoever disagrees with the research that they found in their report called the outsourcing of Tuskegee, they were suspects. And here's where the twist comes in. A woman by the name of Edie, but she goes by the name of Rika Feda Sar. She's a Jewish woman who passes herself off as black, who worked with Imani Walker. She's friends with this woman whose name is Shira Saperstein. Shira Saperstein is with the Mariah Fund, and Shira Saperstein is also with the group called Center for American Progress. She has a cabal of racist, Anglo or Jewish women who are against the reproductive rights equality for women of color, in particular black and African women, where they support a radical eugenics agenda against black women. These women began to lean on Malika Sadia Sarr to tell her that she needed to force her coworker, Mr. Fosu, to get rid of this report that showed the unethical human rights violation experimentation going on all over Africa, in particular in the Navarongo region of northern Ghana. And Mr. Fosu refused. So as a result, through all sorts of scams, there were different people working for these eugenics groups, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Population Council. They were on the board of the Rebecca Foundation. I should have said the Rebecca Fund for Human Rights. And what they did was try to force out Fosu initially.
I want to ask you, what is the side effects that you found out with Deborah Provera?
They're numerous. There's so many. We can just start with just the cardiovascular system. It causes blood clots. It can cause heart attack, stroke, excessive bleeding, ectopic pregnancies. It causes...
What was the term you said about pregnancy? What was that?
Ectopic. It's also called a tubal pregnancy. In the street, it's called a blockage.
So you get pregnant in your tubes.
And it can kill you. It's deadly.
Can you go on?
It can cause major mental health problems, suicidality. It can cause depression, mood alterations. It is very bad for a lot of women. There are other things that it does. It can make a woman gain huge amounts of weight, which will contribute to diabetes type 1 or 2. In addition, we talk to women who have a very hard time losing the weight once they've used this hormonal injectable birth control. It also causes osteoporosis, which is not reversible. I have a cousin that used Depo-Provera for 2 years. She lost 50% of her bone mineral density, and it has not returned to her after being off the drug for years. So she has the bones of an old woman, and she's just 30.
Wow.
I can go on to say to you, it contributes to maternal death in many countries in the third world. It contributes to balding as well. A woman can be as hairy as a white guy from Norway from taking this drug.
Wow.
And even more insidious, it strips the epithelium of a woman's womb, making her more susceptible to all venereal diseases or sexually transmitted diseases. And it also makes her a super carrier. Because if your immunity system is completely wrecked, then you're going to have a stronger version of whatever it is that you got that you pass to the next person.
Wow.
Wherever you have Depo-Provera used in large amounts, you have sky-high rates of AIDS. They've even done research where they gave Depo-Provera to primates. They had 8 times the rate of SIV, which is the monkey version of HIV, when Depo-Provera was used.
Wow.
So South Africa, the contraceptive drug that the white South Africans were using on black South Africans was Depo-Provera. And in this country, depending on who you talk to, but our source claims that over 80% of this drug is used on African-American women.
Wow.
Who's getting most of the HIV AIDS in this country among women? It's black women.
Wow. And you answered, because I was getting ready to go there, the correlation between HIV, STDs, and Depo-Provera. So basically,
yeah,
it weakens your immune system.
It destroys your immune system. It destroys your bones. It's not good for you. It should only be used for 2 years, and even with that significant risk. And what's happening is groups like Planned Parenthood, they don't tell people that there's a black box warning about it, Depo-Provera leading to osteoporosis. And the reason I mention the Rebecca Project for Human Rights is that when they came out and began to tell the truth about Depo-Provera, they cut their funding in excess of $650,000. They began to say any group that tells the truth can't be funded. And this is being decided by very powerful people because the Pfizer Corporation that makes Depo-Provera and one of the major shareholders of Pfizer is Bill and Melinda Gates. All right?
Wow.
There's huge amounts of money to be made in killing black people. And if you kill the women, you don't have to worry about there being anybody else, do you?
Reproduction, yeah. Wow. Dr. Randy Short is on the phone line. If somebody is taking Depo-Provera right now and they're listening to this broadcast, what kind of advice would you get to them?
For you to get their email and their phone number and their name and ask them would they be willing to be in a class action suit, especially if they were not told about the side effects. We need to sue the socks off these people for doing this to our women. We need reparations and reparative justice for all the folks who've been violated by this drug.
Wow. Wow. What you're doing is very brave because you're going against a powerful pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, and you're going against the backbone of America, which is money. And so I know what you're doing is not easy. And I commend you for going public. You got a lot of documents here. Depo-Provera is outlawed in certain countries, isn't it?
Yes, it's been outlawed in Israel. It's not used in most of the European Union. Where you have white women, you don't tend to have Depo-Provera. And if you do have white women with this Depo-Provera, it tends to be targeted at non-white women. Black women first and foremost, and then others.
Wow. Is this a form of genocide?
Of course it is. It's a form of genocide, and it's quite deliberate. And if you ever read the book by Gunnar Myrdal, The American Dilemma, Chapter 7, back in the 1940s, they were saying there's got to be a slow way to get rid of black people as to not hurt us all at one time. This is an old idea. In fact, this idea predates the American Dilemma. The American Constitution was not ratified until there was an agreement on cutting down and eliminating further importation of Africans to the United States after 1808. There's always been a view that there are too many black people in America.
Wow. What is the government role in this Depo Provera?
It's large. First of all, they prosecuted Pfizer time and time again for its crooked criminal business practices. The largest fine ever given to a corporation was a $2.3 billion fine that the U.S. Department of Justice put on Pfizer. The government should act. They should shut these people down. The government had to act before over Norplant. Norplant is a very weak version of what Depo Provera is. In fact, Depo Provera is owned by the Pfizer Corporation along with Norplant. They're the same sort of drug, the progestin-based hormonal birth control. The government also, through municipal governments like here in Washington, that's often the first thing that's offered to young women when they're seeking birth control. The government made it possible by allowing lobbyists working for Pfizer to allow Depo Provera to be covered by public insurance. So if you're a woman, black, and you go in, doctors who want to make certain that they get paid, even though they won't use Depo Provera, the first thing that they do is offer that and suggest this is the best thing. Planned Parenthood is subsidized by government. If you go to Planned Parenthood's website and you look at Depo Provera, there's a picture of a black female, and they tell you the good thing about Depo Provera is once you get the shot, there's nothing you have to do before having sex. It's right up on their website.
Mm. Wow.
Not only that, they claim, which is illegal, that Depo Provera can help women with endometriosis and all other sorts of things, and you're not supposed to do that for a drug until it's been tested and proven. So, you know, Planned Parenthood is subsidized by the government, and by the way, founded by a woman who inspired Adolf Hitler to kill the Jews, Margaret Sanger. Let's right. just be real. And we know that 80% of the Planned Parenthood offices are within a 2-mile limit of black or brown areas in the country. So if you give millions of dollars to people who don't give advice and consent to black women and then secondly brown women, then you're giving people the rope saying, I don't care who gets hung. Well, I didn't hang them. I mean, that's wrong.
Wow.
There needs to be a complete, and it goes further. Nationally, I've said one thing. And municipally, you have cities. Like, for instance, the state of Philadelphia, not state, but the state of Pennsylvania, there's someone trying to push it through where the state will compensate or do something around preventing sisters from having kids. If you don't want to have kids, the state's going to help you free of charge. Some cities offer these things practically free. They pay Pfizer or they pay some company, and they get the stuff and they hand it out like it's Halloween candy. So the subsidizing of it on a municipal or state or government level happens. And the same thing happens to the Office on Population for the USAID or the United Nations Funds on Population Activities that our government gives half the money. So this wow. drug and drugs like it are being used all over the world, primarily at black and African women and then others.
Wow.
And our tax money is going to our elimination. I need to remind people that a lot of folks claim President Lyndon Baines Johnson was the best friend that black people ever had. That's something my father used to say. But Lyndon Baines Johnson in the middle 60s, listening to a man by the name of Dr. Remus Ravenholt, convinced him that it was in the strategic interest of the United States and the commercial interest of the United States that 25% or more of the black and non-white women of the world be sterilized. And so Lyndon Johnson began to fund heavily in the 60s all these programs to reduce population, not to build wells, not to give medication, not for food, not for schools or hospitals, but just no people should exist. And it's been an unofficial policy of the USAID to send through Planned Parenthood, which works with the International Federation of Planned Parenthood, through the Population Council, through Rockefeller and through others and other intermediaries, they're pushing dangerous, unsafe, unapproved drugs that are no longer used in the United States, like the Dalcon Shield, like old IUDs. Mm. They're being sent to Africa, Norplant. It's still over there. So old, dangerous, unsafe, life-taking drugs are being sent over there as if they're really good for people to have. And if you don't have the access, if you put an IUD inside an African woman who lives 100 miles from the nearest clinic, she's sterilized.
Wow. 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 We got Dr. Randy Short on the phone line speaking about this Depo-Provera, exposing things that are going on here in America and abroad with Depo-Provera and what the side effects and what has been caused. What is Pfizer saying? You guys been exposing this now for a few years. What is Pfizer saying?
Well, if you don't say anything, then really people can't say anything to you. Why would anybody make any comments as long as they're making money? Now, they've been sued in Canada, and I guess when people win a case, they say, hey, look, we're going to give you this, but don't tell anybody. So some white women have won their cases, but the information hasn't gotten to us, and we've been the main folks using it.
Wow. They won their case in Canada.
In Canada, you can't use it up there. You can't. And Israel, I got to give them credit. Once people got upset about it in Israel, you can't get a prescription. If you went to Israel right now and begged them, they wouldn't give it to you as of the 28th of January. If Israel's government can decide in a day that they say enough is enough, why can't this government just stop it, knock it off? Because we've caught you red-handed.
Wow. Dr. Short, how can people connect with you and find more information? I know we got thousands and thousands of listeners who are like in awe, and they want to know more. Is there a website? Is there a group? Where can they find more information?
Well, one thing that I can do most immediately is point you to the website for the Rebecca Project for Human Rights. They can find us online. That's www.Rebecca, spelled R-E-B-E-C-C-A, project.org.
Okay, RebeccaProject.org. Have the national media here in the United States given this exposure?
They will. They're going to have to. This is big. This is like Tuskegee on steroids.
Wow. Wow.
There's no way that they can ignore this. And let me share with you some reasons why folks can't run. I'm going to bring this home. You know that the NAACP, that a lot of people love the NAACP, but the NAACP has on its national executive board one of the people, her name is Karen Boykins Towns. She's daughter-in-law of Congressman Towns from Brooklyn. She is like one of the vice presidents for global marketing of Depo-Provera.
Hmm.
And she's also NAACP chapter president for Brooklyn.
Yeah, I heard her know the daddy, Adolphus. Yeah.
And Pfizer gives money to the NAACP and to the Urban League. Oh, yeah.
Wow, this song sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're buying them out, not us.
The black leadership is bought. And they'll look the other way. They'll keep their children off of it. And we have a real class problem in our community, and I'm not down for it, where I want great for me, but I don't care about the folks in the projects of public housing.
Mm.
I disagree with it. As a Christian, we're all children of God. Whether you've got a PhD or no D's, whether you're taking the bus or if you're riding in a Rolls.
That's right.
And we have people. It's not just them. The gentleman who used to be head of the United Negro College Fund, Reverend William H. Gray III, who was in Congress, was the most powerful black man ever be in Congress. He's on the executive board of Pfizer.
Wow.
The chief medical officer for Pfizer is a woman named Freda Lewis Hall, a black woman making $4 million plus a year. Our people sell out and are crooked and lie on white folks, and they're doing the same thing to bring us all down.
Wow.
And one of these things this movement's going to do is we're going to go after black people who would willingly allow our sisters to be destroyed like this.
Wow.
And I don't care that preachers, I don't care the denomination, this could never happen the same way the slave or the enslavement of our people in Africa couldn't happen without greedy, immoral, depraved people in our community that we need to call them out and deal with them.
That's right.
Wow. I like this guy.
Minister Dr. Randy Shore is on the phone line. Speaking of Defra Prevere, if you're just tuning in, if you want to ask a question, we probably got room for one question, 231-722-8338. If you are taking a Defra Prevere shot, you need to listen to what this man is saying. It has caused a lot of illness, and you probably are not getting this information from the doctors. Do the doctors know? Do the doctors know that this thing is bad?
Yes.
Wow. Why do they continue to subscribe it?
They get paid. And you get blackballed if you criticize drugs. You know, the doctors are some of the biggest sellouts. I don't care what color they are. We have hundreds of thousands of people die every year due to medication that's unsafe that they give to people because they're going to get paid no matter what. Psychiatrists giving people stuff. They're even forcing these drugs on kids in the school, giving them to seniors in the old folks home. As long as they write the prescription and they get their pay, they don't care. Medicine's supposed to be about healing, not just going and putting your deposit in the bank.
Wow. Wow.
And then they'll turn around and say, well, this child needs this medicine. You won't give it to your child, so we're going to take you to court. Take your rights away from this child and force them to take this medicine.
When are we going to say, to hell with that?
Right.
I mean, if they give your kid some drug that makes him commit suicide or makes him go into a school, all these mass shootings in this country are linked to people being on these drugs. When are we going to say, to hell with these people? Is a black life worth fighting for, or should we just all commit suicide and let them have everything?
Mm.
What does it really mean to live?
Mm.
And I point that in particular to people who claim they believe in an all-powerful God, that you'd be so weak as to let them abuse your child with drugs that they know aren't safe, or to put them on birth control that will sterilize or kill them. I mean, so I need to say to your audience, they're going to face God for being so cowardly.
Mm.
It says that God gave us the spirit of love, power, and sound mind, not a spirit of fear. If they're more afraid of the people who do this to them, then that's their God.
Wow.
You're worshiping the white man, or you're worshiping bushing black folks who hate you, then, you know, this is the fruit of your faith, where you believe in those who would destroy you.
I got a couple more questions for you before we go. To the women who gets off this Depo Provera and ends up getting pregnant, is there any evidence that it could cause problems with the fetus?
That, I haven't come across that information.
Okay.
That isn't something that I've seen.
Okay.
However, stillbirth, miscarriages, it messes up the epithelium as the wall that holds the baby. So a lot of black women are miscarrying babies. Okay? A lot of them. And I'll be honest, there isn't a whole lot of interest in doing research on how black babies survive in this country.
Mm.
So we don't know. And we don't invest. Bill Cosby's not investing. Oprah's not investing. The people who have, we don't love ourselves. So I can't say. I have my suspicions. And in reality, it's not the ones that can have the baby. They should thank God if they use Defra Prevera and could have a baby afterwards. Because a whole lot of them, and I get calls now from women who are sterilized.
Wow. Wow. You have shocked me with all this information. You have shocked me.
I sent you a report. We're doing one more. It's going to be the same information. I even have a more detailed one. You have my email. You have my permission to just blast it out.
Okay.
Send it.
Okay.
Keep sending it. Don't hold on to it.
Right.
Send it to everybody that wants it. Because ultimately, what I want is for people and the clergy or people who are serious, because we have to be spiritual to go up against these devils, we need your help. People need to join the coalition. People can tweet. They can email. They can send this to every friend they have. Right. And as for brothers, they're not going to like my message. If folks can't use the rhythm method and folks don't want to be daddies, they need to get vasectomies to find some way. But we have to stop putting poison in our women because we want to have sex, but we don't want them to get pregnant.
Mm.
That's part of womanhood and motherhood. Women get pregnant. Now, we men can step up, double up on condoms, at least wear one, do something that does not impregnate the woman if you don't want her being poisoned, because these folks will surely kill us all.
Mm. Wow. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Randy, Dr. Randy Short, is that that's where you...
No, you could just... I may start a new Facebook, because this will blow up.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I let's keep in contact. I definitely got a group of programmers who I'm going to turn on to your message in other cities.
And we need some attorneys. I know some black attorneys that aren't scared.
Oh, yeah.
We need to sue these people. We need to sue cities. We need to sue everybody. We could get our reparations just off this. This is outrageous. And all I can tell you is I think it killed my best friend. I go to church. A woman there, her daughter's eating up her arm. Every day I go and I talk to sisters and I see all these victims. I saw a sister yesterday right after I did the TV show for RT. Asked her about the Epo-Provera. She was scared to God. Said, I don't, but my friend two buildings over did. This girl's been on it 3 years. You're only supposed to use it two. Her hair's beginning to fall out. And I said to her, well, why didn't you stop? She said, the doctor told her that you can use it for a couple of years and come back. That's a lie.
Mm. Wow.
So she's already messed herself up, and it's not reversible. It's the perfect thing to destroy our people, and it happens silently, and because, you know, it's woman's business, and they're not going to tell anybody, and women get prideful. They don't want anybody to know.
Right.
Have you noticed all these women whose hair, they're getting bald? Notice this excess number of bald-headed black women everywhere?
Right.
And they think it's because they had their hair braided. It may be Depo-Provera. All these women that are big, they're not necessarily fat. It could be Depo-Provera. This stuff is so terrible.
Wow.
That we've got to stop it. If we don't, in fact, I have to say this thing. Bill and Melinda Gates from Microsoft, the liars that go all over Africa, they're doing all kinds of things to destroy our people. When they did their own research, they found out that women that took Depo-Provera wouldn't ask men to wear condoms, which meant there was more HIV/AIDS. They've raised $5 billion to make it available to 100 million or more black women.
Wow.
And if you understand what I'm trying to say to you about HIV and AIDS, and a minimum case, 10% of all HIV/AIDS cases are linked to Depo-Provera.